2012 is ending on a sad note after the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut earlier this month. In the remaining days of this year, you'll hear reflections from a few authors on what the event meant to them. First, we hear from Luann Rice, author of 30 novels, including her latest, Little Night. She's originally from New Britain, Connecticut.
Newtown was peaceful, and to a girl from gritty industrial New Britain, the stately white houses and gem-strewn lanes symbolized the fairy tale of money and bucolic beauty and gave a sense of order and safety. Did the children of Newtown feel safer than others? The words school shootings have long since entered our country's vocabulary, and Sandy Hook Elementary had safety plans, lockdown drills, and a security system in place. Still, no one could have expected the events of December 14, 2012. As if teaching weren't enough, these and all school personnel have to be prepared for the worst. In this case, a former student dressed in body armor, shooting out the front window, walking in, gunning down 20 children and 6 adults. The principal and school psychologist died lunging at the gunmen to protect their students. The teachers barricaded their classrooms, put paper over door windows, told the children to be quiet, and hid them in closets or back corners of the room. One teacher whispered a story. Another held a crying child on her lap. A first grade teacher told her kids she loved them because she thought they were all going to die, and she wanted words of love and reassurance to be the last thing they heard. My mother taught English at Slade Middle School in New Britain, and during the 1970s, schools didn't have metal detectors or safety plans beyond standard fire drills. One day, a student pulled a loaded gun in her classroom. She talked him out of shooting anyone, and nothing happened. No one was hurt. But until she died years later, the trauma of that moment never left her, and she would bring it up now and then, the day the boy brought the gun to school. The minute I heard about Newtown, I wanted to talk to my mother. But since she's no longer here, I called Lorette Laramie, my favorite high school teacher. We spoke about Rachel DeVino, one of the teachers killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Rachel attended St. Joseph University in West Hartford, as had my mother and Lorette. She was a doctoral candidate in SJU's Behavioral Analysis Program and a one-to-one instructor for a child with special needs at Sandy Hook. Just a few days before her murder, her boyfriend asked her parents' permission to propose on Christmas Eve. Connecticut is small, and this sorrow feels personal. Garnets pave the country roads. True love is true love. Children are brave. Teachers amaze me. And as of 12/14/12, the words Newtown and massacre are forever linked.
Author Luann Rice is based in New York City and Southern California. Tune into Morning Edition tomorrow to hear another author's essay on the Newtown shootings. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.